Discover trends.
Discover trends and global developments years before they happen, right here on the Alex Jones Show.
All right, I'm not going to spend a lot of time on this. It was a long 20-minute clip. It was powerful. Find it on X or on YouTube, Benny Johnson. He did a good breakdown of what's happened to us at InfoWars and how they'd have to get through us to get to you. But just remember, the left is now apoplectic. They wrote thousands of headlines everywhere. Jones is finally off the air. We finally shut him down. And our numbers were way bigger everywhere Friday and continuing on. And we're just at alexjoneslive.com. Find all the feeds, all the articles, everything there, alexjoneslive.com. Share that. Want to find where Alex Jones is? Here it is. X, Rumble, it's there. We're still banned on YouTube and Instagram or where else because everybody else has been let back on but us because they know we've got the globalist number. They're scared of us. But people understand that and they know that. I want to shift gears into the house of cards of Fauci and Obama and the UN and the WEF and Peter Daszak running the COVID attack and congressional hearings the last 2 weeks. Admitting mass death, that it sterilizes you, causes heart attacks, that they covered it up. They had Redfield, one of the top officials, admitting it all. He's been doing that for a while, but he came right out and said it because he knows that the sinking ship is going down, and we've been right about the poison shots. This whole audience spreading the word of activists, we've saved so many lives. Listeners always thank me on the street and on air. Oh, you were day one saying the COVID shot was a lie and it was all a big scam, and you were right. Thank you for saving so many lives. No, thank you for tuning in and caring. You saved those lives. We all did this together. We'll expose their next pandemic. We'll expose their next war. We'll expose all their operations. We'll expose the Democrats. We'll expose everything. We'll just call balls and strikes. It's what we do. When Trump does something bad, we're on his ass. My job is easy. I work for you. And if you think I'm telling the truth, and you see I am, I'm definitely trying. I get some things wrong here and there. Then just back us. It's that simple. That's why we have such giant audiences, and the corporate media is all dying. The Daily Wire is basically already shut down. There's basically nobody there. It's just no one's watching. Shapiro used to have millions of viewers a day, and now it's like 1,000 or something. I mean, it's the public waking up, and it's a beautiful thing. Here's Benny Johnson, and we'll get into the big vaccinators.
Imagine you work your entire life, sacrifice everything, build for 30 years, and create a very successful company. That company ends up getting a president of the United States elected in 2016, shocking the world. You become very prominent and powerful in order to destroy you. And your opinions, the deep state, the FBI, the DOJ, works with people who are offended over your opinions and take everything away from you. And that's what happened to Alex Jones. And I think it's wrong. And I've spoken out against it. Alex has been on our program. And while Alex and I obviously disagree on some things, he's got the kind of hot blood that kind of kicked off all of this for everyone, frankly, commenting on the internet, viral videos, the infrastructure of independent media and live broadcasting. Alex Jones was a precursor to all of that, precursor to the Joe Rogan Show. The guy is just a living legend, and that just is what it is. You don't like that, it's fine. It's not really up for debate. And so we bring you some sorrowful news. If you are an InfoWars fan or if you're just interested in freedom of the press, InfoWars is officially now off the air. However, The Onion, which is trying to hijack the site and turn it gay or something, like they're trying to hijack InfoWars and get somebody to play Alex Jones as some kind of dumb joke, like and change the logo to rainbow colors. At least there's a silver lining here. The Onion, second fraudulent attempt at hijacking InfoWars, got blocked by the Texas Third Court of Appeals. They had a press conference lined up. Major developments incoming. InfoWars is on the offense, says Alex Jones. But it's not InfoWars anymore. This is something that did, in fact, happen. I know there's been quite a bit of talk about it. Alex Jones has spoke about it on our program, that InfoWars did, in fact, shut down in the small hours of the morning or of the evening last night. The Onion got smacked down. InfoWars is not being sold to The Onion. InfoWars is still shutting down, totally independent of The Onion's bullshit. We are being forced to close down And they did, in fact, close down, even though a court has paused the turnover, which would just be like a silly licensing fee so that the Onion can make a dumb joke. The Onion hasn't been funny in ages. In fact, the girlfriend of the guy who's trying to take
They say on their shows and on the news, I've already shown to you new ones. You've seen it everywhere. We want to confuse the brand and hurt InfoWars because they know on Texas Appeal it's going to get overturned. They just wanted to lease it for 6 months to, quote, hurt me and, quote, lie as much as we can to hurt Alex Jones. Those are quotes to your times. They're like, say this. We're going to tell huge lies because we're parodying him. Now we're allowed to tell huge lies that didn't come out of his mouth, but we blame it on him, with the guy that tries to talk like me. I mean, these people are just beyond pathetic. But because I'm the bad guy, they can then act however bad they want. Like Tony Montana says in Scarface, towards the end of the movie, they're all pigging out at a fancy restaurant. And he says, all you rich people, you want to point your finger at me and say, there's the bad guy. So you can feel good about yourself. So say goodnight to the bad guy. But at least I tell the truth even when I lie. So it's, I mean, man's known by his enemies and friends, and my enemies are the worst, my friends are the best. It's quite the adventure. But I just couldn't believe the corporate media went again after they got caught running a fraud a year and a half ago with a fake auction. The judge said, this looks criminal, but I'm not going to say it is. Killed it, fired everybody involved. Then the new group does this again at the state level. The same judge ran a kangaroo court, and they just think I'm supposed to just sit here and take it? And we followed the stuff last week that was the absolute surest cut and dry. We got stuff. My lawyer's like, well, this is really bad and really complex, so but the courts are really going to see this cut and dry stuff. But we're like stacked to the rafters. We basically politically shot him with a BB gun. I mean, that's an analogy. He's going to shoot us. No, it's an analogy. Nonviolent. We shot you with a BB gun just to, you know, we got like a giant howitzer that fires, you know, 100 millimeter shells and everything in between. And what we're filing tomorrow is a howitzer because they did it to themselves. Like Wile E. Coyote tries to blow up Roadrunner and then, you know, blows him up. I mean, this is just wait. I can't wait to read our filings and then show you theirs. But I'm not going to do it till ours is in. It is because it's all the exhibits, all the photos, everything. It is watching them so angry and so pissed and so desperate that they wouldn't say I did all these crimes that are easily verifiable, not true. Went too far. You stepped in a bear trap of your own making. Back to Betty Johnson.
We got completely bodied last night on CNN for how stupid this all is. Nobody's laughing at this. Anyway, Alex Jones, ladies and gentlemen, who can help crowdfund this billboard in Texas? Yeah, fine.
They're not worth it.
So Alex Jones and the Onion got to be playing us. InfoWars had like 10 takeovers and deadlines happening tomorrow. InfoWars and the Onion are pumping this. Some are saying
yeah,
online.
Pause. But oh, yeah, I love that. Oh, no, the Democrats and all this is all fake. No, this is all a big, long, protracted battle. People who don't live in the arena, they just sit in their basements and just think everything's fantasy. I can see how you believe that. You're crazy. Let's continue.
It did, in fact, happen, InfoWars. Did have a final sign-off with some of the production team having glasses of, I think, champagne on set. Alex Jones here on set signing off for the last time. Legendary goodbye speech from the legend himself, Alex Jones, in the InfoWars studio. I'll play this for you, ladies and gentlemen, because it certainly is worth listening to. But just a couple of quick takeaways before I do. They've taken monitors and things down, so they're deconstructing the InfoWars studios. InfoWars is now off air. It is, in fact, happening. Alex Jones has Alex Jones Live as a new home, same mission. Alex Jones Live is now live. So it looks like they were able to get a good website up and rolling. Kind of looks like the old InfoWars website, honestly. The content on Alex Jones Live is remarkable.
Mine! Oh! See, I like fighting tyrants. I'm a sheepdog.
This is the new.
When I see wolves chasing the sheep around, I don't get scared. I just get excited and piss myself with joy.
absolutely amazing first hour of the new Alex Jones.
Because my great, 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 great granddaddy was a sheepdog, and his great, great, great granddaddy was a sheepdog, and his great, great granddaddy was a sheepdog. And we're just sheepdogs, and we love the little sheepy weepies. And we don't like the little wolfy wolfies.
Come on. One of the.
And then everybody's pissed off about what you got caught doing. So now the submarine's being loaded with more torpedoes. Oh, thank you, torpedoes. Mine. Oh.
Just call it what it is, guys. Just call it what it is. Alex Jones is one of the all-time most entertaining broadcasters. And that you're not going to get any Alex Jones hate from this channel. Just one of the all-time OGs. People saying that Daily Wire is now laying off people. Some of this has been reported.
Yeah, it's all confirmed. Well, let's stop there. That's good. The full thing's really great. But already played our sign-off Friday on our first new show. That's another thing they're doing. He's airing clips of his old shows. Not allowed to do that. I posted dozens of contracts over 25 years ago and through saying all this belongs to everybody. It's all free to air. I can publish a book and say it's copyright free. I've done that. Belongs to the world. You can't come back later and claim you own it. It's all fair use talking about everybody talking about us. Hundreds of millions of views of my sign off, literally. 10 million, 16 million, 14 million, 5 million, 3 million, 2 million. I mean, 100 million views on X alone of my sign off. With my son's gigantic Doberman running through the screen. I love that at the start of it. Rupert, that dog loves me so much. Little bee puppy. He's a little bee puppy. He was already this big. He was born this big. Well, we got him this big. And now he's one of those, they call him he's got a Game of Thrones name. What's the name of the wolves in Game of Thrones? But mere wolf, what do they call it? But dire wolf. Yeah, he's 25% Great Dane. And they live longer, too, when you cross those two. Great Danes don't live a long time, neither the Dobermans. I love Dobermans. But this Doberman is just a big sweetie pie. And he loves it. When he was a puppy, he was scared of the water, but I started getting him in the water. And now he loves to swim. When he was a puppy, I got him in the water. And just show the B-roll at the very start of the clip when Rupert runs by. Think that proof that God's real. Look at that creature, how beautiful it is. It's so silly, too. We love to chase in the yard, and I tackle him. He tackles me. Dog weighs like 130 pounds. Here comes Rupert. Look at that thing. I mean, that's, you know, God's real right there. Look at that. I mean, just look at that creature. And no, we did not trim his ears. Want to trim his ears? That's fine. Make him look scary. We don't do that. We just give kisses. I think Rupert should be part of the show. Absolutely. Big part of the show. We're gonna hire Rupert as a talk show host here. Look at him. All right, sorry. I love that dog. Okay, so, and I love my French bulldog. And I love my ragdoll cats. Remember in the bankruptcy, they tried to take the ragdoll cat that I bought for the first one I bought? My daughter loved it so much, I got another one. The 8-year-old, she turned 9 today, actually. My youngest daughter's 9 now. My other two beautiful daughters from my first wife were there at my daughter's birthday party today. And I'm so proud of my son. We're building a future. We're building a civilization together with all of you. And I'm so thankful to all of you. We couldn't have done any of this without you. And that's just where I'm at. And I just can't be. Oh, yeah, that's Mushu. Super famous cat right there. Look how much weight I've lost. I lost 70 pounds. I've gained about 10 back. But that's okay. My trainer said, you know, you've gotten a little skinny. So now it's time to add about 10 pounds of weight back. I'm not trying to get big, though. If I wanted to get big, it'd be easy. I just want to be lean, mean, fighting machine. But, yeah, there's Mushu. In fact, do you have that video? We should air it. Because that was the night after the bankruptcy hearing where they got up and said, we want his cat, Your Honor. And people thought, it's not enough. Yeah, put that back up. They wanted $2.76 trillion. That's the GDP of India. Like to scare people, just like, oh, well, we'll get you. Where's our $2.75 trillion? Why won't you give us our money? Our money. And you can be really mean and say the few families that did sue me literally make money off their kids and playing victim. But it's not even them. It's just Democrat Party operatives. It's so sad. Whenever I defend myself in court, they go, he's attacking the families again. That just parade around on TV, three families. Give us money. He's mean. He's bad. Oh, he peed on the graves. We've got a few questions in the trial. Who peed on the graves? I don't know. Somebody told me. Who? I don't know. Then I see the comments on next. He peed on graves. But here, Grok got asked about it. Grok said, yeah, largest defamation monetary judgment in the history is known universe. Lemon answered 20 words. You ask Grok, Alex Jones, $1.5 billion Sandy Hook defamation judgment. Companies that knowingly killed tens of thousands with hillbilly heroin, OxyContin, no problem. Smaller number. They should have gone to prison for that. Should have got the electric chair for that. But no, not me, because two Democrat judges found me guilty. And I can harp on this all day. It's not about me. It's about the lie and what they've done. And the great news is the court of public opinion, every time I go out in public, every time in a big crowd, people go, oh, we're so sorry. Oh, we know it's all fraud because they learned about it. It's like the Mendez brothers were in prison for decades. People thought they were bad until they learned that the Mendez brothers have been raped and tortured and, you know, and all that. Now they're out and they're heroes. So, you know, and the very same Intel MI6 connected group that did the fake HBO documentary on me did the Leaving Neverland. And I'm not saying Jackson wasn't weird, but he was found not guilty in trials and none of that stuff they said was proven. But even Jackson now has his redemption arc because people don't trust anything the system says. And so these guys just don't know what to do. They want me silenced. But in fact, I'm going to post it on X tonight in that earlier segment. Fuentes did an 18-minute segment where he explains how this works, how they target people that stand up for truth, they get you off air, and then they build a straw man of this new person you are and use that to hurt everybody, or they just completely erase you from history. But I have been so blessed, thanks to the viewers and listeners, that it's backfired, not just for me personally, thank you for standing up for me, but for all of us because they've lost their power. You know, you've got that famous song, No More Mr. Nice Guy. And that was made back in the 80s. I got no friends because they read the papers. They can't be seen with me. And I'm feeling real shot down. I'm feeling mean. Now when the papers attack you, they're so discredited, most people say, oh, they must be great. And in some cases, I've said this cases, the people actually aren't even good. But because the system's attacking them, they're seen as good. And so, see, that's how this works. But yes, the largest single actual civil judgment on one individual is me, not just defamation. And it's all based on fraud and all based on lies. And the whole legal community knows this and is aware of it. And it's not that any of these liberal courts that they go file in want to do me a favor. It's that they don't want to sign on to being criminals. They might be political. They might put their finger on the scale sometimes a little bit or something, but they're not raging crooks. They're not raging frauds. You know, I can't really do a judgment in the few minutes we have left, but tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central, when I do the second weekday show, I do the first one Friday of the classic Alex Jones show, they thought if they got Infowars.com, I'd just go pee on myself and go away. We've been planning for this. We know about this. Everything. I will get into this because I've got like 15 clips, and there'll be more by tomorrow, of all the congressional hearings, top officials. Yes, it sterilizes you, gives you heart attacks. We knew it didn't protect you. We covered it up. Yes, it was made here in the U.S. and shipped to China. And they're indicting Fauci's top advisors. I mean, it's happening, as Ron Paul would say. Here's Senator Paul yesterday. The COVID cover-up goes all the way to the top. Fauci funded the Wuhan lab. Senior intelligence officials hid classified evidence from the president himself. Scientists were silenced. They talk about hiding it from Trump. I don't just defend Trump. I knew this 5 years ago. Millions paid the price of death. The DOJ has until May 11th to prosecute Fauci before the statute of limitations runs out. I'm not letting this go. The American people deserve justice. I'm told Fauci will probably be indicted. Boom. It's official. Former CDC Director Robert Redfield by oath confirmed that they were hiding the side effects of the COVID-19 vaccines, including mass death. Another powerful play tomorrow. The United States has completed its withdrawal from the World Health Organization. This is a major victory for national sovereignty, medical freedom. The same global health establishment that failed during COVID should never again control American policy. We will not be ruled by unelected bureaucrats. Well, it didn't fail. It was a giant depopulation operation. Meanwhile, scientists have created the first synthetic species. To that tomorrow. Lab-grown meat, which is very similar to cancer, is about to arrive at grocery stores mislabeled. We're hitting it all tomorrow. So start your engines at 11 a.m. Central. But don't go. Because Harrison Smith, a veteran of 9 years at the InfoWar, and one of the last guys standing here when others buckled and ran for cover, that's okay. He is coming in with Sunday Night Live, 6 to 8 p.m., and he'll be back tomorrow, 3 p.m., with War Room Live. It was War Room before, now it's War Room Live with Harrison Smith tomorrow, 3 p.m., and then we're going to bring back all the shows and bring on new shows, and we're finishing this huge meeting with the final stuff of the big studio. To be even better, I'm gonna be on my feet a lot when we have the new studio. I've done some stand-up stuff, but this is built for stand-up, where I just, the whole set. So I plan to be hours of the show every day. We're going to have in-studio audiences. I'm going to be up there with documents and moving them around on screen. It's going to be powerful. And we've got so much more planned. And if you build it, we will come. If we build it, you will come. Field of Dreams. TheAuctionStore.com, 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 TheAuctionStore.com. That is our sponsor. That's the owner of the Alex Jones Network. That's the owner of AlexJonesLive.com. And if you simply go there and get the very best supplements, you know I have the best information. You know I'm going to sell you supplements that really work because you love them. I want you to try them. Those on the fence, you're missing out. The best bovine colostrum, what it does for your hair, your nails, your skin. The very best iodine, the purest, cleanest, this incredible things. Try iodine. T3. It's all there. The best methylene blue. Now the gummies available. First run about to sell out. Despite that, introductory offer 58% off. TheAlexJonesStore.com, TheAlexJonesStore.com, and the widest selection of every conceivable t-shirt design there is. And I knew Trump going sideways in the last year, and you see it all over the news, all these Trump paraphernalia places, all these Trump shirt people. That's how Bigley started 8 years ago. There's not been good sales for a year. It's dead. No one's buying any Trump gear. We still have Trump t-shirts. It's just so sad. Alex Jones gear, Patriot gear, 1776 gear, off the charts, better than ever. We can't even sell the Trump stuff, so we're going to retire the 100 or so Trump shirts because no one's buying them. And that's not me. That's where the American people are, and the numbers show that. 80%+ of Republicans don't want boots on the ground with this war to end. But when we try to correct Trump, get back on track, all his little surrogate neocon never-Trumpers attack us and you know, run around like they're in La La Land, delusional, king has no clothes, emperor's new clothes. It's insane. And there's so much more. You got the Supreme Court doing the right thing on redrawing the maps. What's really behind that? What are the Democrats really set up when they did this in 67 with LBJ? We'll be getting to that tomorrow. And so much more. But there's a lot of special interests that have hijacked America. But Israel sees the weak Democrats. Netanyahu's really trying to hostile takeover, foreign policy, domestic. And we're coming in and saying, no, no, no. And I'm proud of the American people standing up against the bullying and the lies that we all love Hitler or something if we are against Israel running our country. No, that's not the case. Some people do. They think they're misguided. Just because Israel's doing something bad doesn't mean Hitler was good. But as for me, my record's clear that I'm an American through and through and stand up for our sovereignty, and that's it. So, again, lastly, a lot of products that were available at TheAlexJonesStore.com are available at RealAlexJones.com. Now, why is that? They have a sister site. It used to be just for the network when I did test shows over here. So we could just, you know, they had money to fund that and fund those systems and that crew. Now it's all under Bigley's tent, same warehouse, same crew, same system. But they always hold back 10% of product in the warehouse, whether it's a T-shirt or a knife or a silver coin or a collectible or a supplement. So a lot of times if something's sold out at TheAlexJonesStore.com, you can get it at RealAlexJones.com. So a few of the trench daggers left that sold out in 2 days at TheAlexJonesStore.com. There's just a lot of other things there that you can't get at TheAlexJonesStore.com. We can put it on screen, please. RealAlexJones.com. Just one word. RealAlexJones.com. Now, there it is. The mighty Harrison Smith, loaded for bear. Dozens of clips, analysis, and critical wit. Takes over now. Share the live feeds now. Real Alex Jones on X. Share it now.